Why is it hard to appreciate what a person has done in his or her life when he or she is still alive? Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Today's episode is titled Appreciation. Before I go deep into appreciation, I would like to start by saying life, we are surrounded by people who judge us. People who judge us day in and out. They will talk about us when we succeed and laugh at us when we fail. They can make us or break us. But the secret to live a humble life, is to live a humble life that pleases God, not people, for He will exalt you in His perfect timing. So, today's episode, I would like us to start to learn to acknowledge people or appreciate people when they're still alive. I think this is something which is missing in our world. Imagine, most of the time a person gets highly appreciated when he or she has passed on. Those appreciations will come floating in a high huge line, telling their family that how good the disease was. When a person is still alive, that person will get a little appreciation if he or she is lucky enough to be appreciated, because most people only receive zero appreciation for what they are doing when they are still alive. Instead of getting appreciated, you will get people who compete with you for whatever reason which makes them happy. They just compete with you. Most of the time, the reason that they decide to compete with you is that they are telling themselves that you will never ever be better than them. So instead of appreciating what you're doing, they will compete with you. They will make sure that whatever you do, they try to do also. And that will take it a very long time for you to get appreciated in life. So what happens in life? Because it's competition and being naive for each other. That's how life is structured to be. If someone is successful, appreciation will come later at the stage where maybe you are old, you retire from your job, but when you're still working, forget it. If there is something I hate in my life, it's when people come to a person's funeral and start to say good things about that person. The reason I do not like this is because there is no reason to stand in front of people at a person's funeral and say good things about him or her if you failed to tell that person when he or she was still alive. I'm asking myself, who are you telling those good things? If the person who you are trying to tell has left us, he has left his final time, he's gone. You just come there in front of us and telling us that story. I would just assume that this might also be lies, because if a person failed to tell me, or I failed to tell you, someone when he or she is still alive, that you are good, keep on doing what you're doing in life, what's my point of coming to a funeral knowing very well that I was one of the people competing with that person, making sure that I want to be better than that person? And at the end of the day, I come to a funeral, I start preaching good things about you. To me, it's pointless. Okay, as people, we should learn to appreciate a person when he or she is still alive. Because to be honest, you will lose nothing by appreciating a person when he or she is still alive. Believe me, what will you lose? I see it all the time. When people pass away, that's when, I'm telling you, a line of appreciations will come. They will say the most sweet things about you. Things which you could wake up there at your funeral if you could. I'm telling you, if you could. Things which you would wake up and say, seriously, are you saying such things about me? Because I never knew you. You recognize that I am a person and I was doing whatever you're saying that I was doing. But when you're still here, you'll get limited of those appreciations. Only at work where they appreciate you with certificates and other things. Besides that, I'm telling you, it's very, very hard to get appreciated. I have seen this when it comes to musical artists when they passed on. Yes, they do get appreciated here and there during the awards. Some don't get appreciated. Some are underrated because some people, it's like if they don't appreciate you, they're underrating you. But instead, because there's nothing that can stop you, you just keep on going. You just keep on moving. You just keep on flowing with your life. As you know that nothing will stop you, because at the end of the day, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself, for your family. So sometimes that's why most of us have no, we don't want that appreciation. We just keep on going because we know we're doing it not for us, but to make sure that our family stays safe, our families have something to eat, our families have a roof, our family has everything which we want them to have. So instead of being appreciated, obviously what will happen is the opposite of it, which is people will talk bad about you. What I said, this will either make you or break you in the beginning, because people just talk and they talk and they talk. They don't know how those words will affect a person, because it affects us differently. If someone talks behind your back or they gossip about you, it also affects you differently. I might crumble and fall away and fade off and be depressed and say they're talking about me. And then you, at the other hand, you might say, oh well, I'm a human being. If they don't talk about me, who else is gonna talk about me? So you see, when they talk about us, it's a very game-changing event also. It's something which you should understand, that not all of us are gonna be able to survive, because sometimes what people say instead of appreciating you is so painful and it will hurt you to the core. So in life, you also have to adapt to such scenarios, that whatever people say, you have to make sure that you block off. Sometimes words are very dangerous. Okay? That's why at Pieces of Life, what I said, when I said about problems, that most of the time, we end up being in problems because of what we say, not because of what we do most of the time. If you use the wrong words and you say something wrong, definitely the other person will feel hurt than you ever knew that those words would hurt the person. So let's just learn to appreciate each other. We're not here to ruin each other's life. In life, we are interconnected. One way or another, we need one another. Let's appreciate one another, because this is the way that we will also, that another person will also learn. If you get to appreciate me, won't that be something that I would say, like, if you come and ask me a question and you say, how do you do A, B, C? Obviously, I would give you the right answers. But if we decide to badmouth me and go talking good bad things about me, Obviously, when I think of helping you, I'll think hard before I say, okay, let me just assist you. So let us wake up from this world where appreciation seems like a huge mission. Let us learn to appreciate the good things that other people are doing, because life is too short. Once the person who is doing a good thing or he's doing well, he needs to be appreciated. Once that person passes away and I fail to appreciate him or her, there's one thing I'm telling you will haunt me. I will miss that person, because that person, when that person passes on for good, the world will have lost he or she who passed away. Because when that person goes, there's one thing which most people don't realize. It's not the after effects which are going to hurt us. Okay? It's not after the funeral. But in the long run, that's when we start to realize that, that person who passed on, he went with his uniqueness. And what we know and what will happen is that we will never be able to fill in the gap when that person left. Because if a person does a good thing in life, it's only him who can perfect it most of the time. It's like in a company, when they use, let's take it, a best lawyer or an engineering or someone who knows his work, or being a principal, being a head of a school, or a good leader, whatever department, or like in a football team, when the longest coach decides to depart, there's going to be such a huge effect in the long run with us failing to fill in the gap which he left. You see, that's the issue. We just feel these things as nothing. We just make it look like they're nothing when we talk. Think, what he's doing, I can certainly do it. It's not a big deal. Let him pass on. You will see that gap which is left there is not a small gap, but it's something so huge that will take us a long, long time to fill in that gap. So that's the issue which I'm saying, that we should learn to appreciate, so we could get some of the skills and the uniqueness passed on from us to the person who's doing very well. Appreciation will never kill anyone. It will just make us to understand and know how life is. So let us learn to appreciate good people in life, because they are hard to find. I'm JB State, an author of a book titled Pieces of Life. It's a book which aims to motivate readers to connect to their destinies by looking at the six aspects of life, which is life in general, life problems, relationships, time, success, and happiness. I will just place this topic of appreciation under the category of, under the chapter or the aspect of relationships. There's one reason I would place it there, because if appreciation goes with our relationship with the outside world, yes, I'm saying the minute you go outside your house, your family, your friends, the other people who you will meet, the world, that's where appreciation lies. If you don't get appreciated, the world will miss you. It happens a lot of times, and you might find out the job which was done by you might even fail if you pass on and people come there and start to appreciate you. Yes, what some people say at the funeral, believe me, it's true when they say we have lost a very hard-working, dedicated man who knew what he was doing. If people say something like that, that's not an appreciation. That's a sign that they will miss you. You are gone. They don't know how they are going to proceed forward. So sometimes we have to stick out in our relationships, reduce our pride, and give someone an highly needed appreciation where it's due. Peace of Life is available at, if you're in South Africa, in the province of Limpopo, it's available at PNA Savannah Mall, and it's also available on at PNA Tzaneen Lifestyle Center. It's also available, you can also check it out by me when I leave my, where you can find me on my social medias like Facebook, Instagram as JB State, and on Twitter as JB State 2. So, and it's also found available on sharabooks.com, also available on amazon.in, also available on Kindle stores. So let us learn to appreciate one another. Nothing will stop us, or nothing will be reduced in a person when you appreciate someone who's doing well in his life. You will also get appreciated if you know how to appreciate other people in life. So, please check out Ocean Radio. We love music at Ocean Radio. We just love music, okay? Our theme is one life, one music, one world, one life. So from each part of the world, wherever you are, give us a music request. We dance to it. There's oceanradio.ca and there's oceanradioafrica.com. We dance to any music which you offer us. That's what makes us happy. We want to hear what you listen and what makes you happy. Just send a music request. We will play it for you and we will dance from it. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.